This place is a wreck.
Oh, Miss Kendall, thank goodness you're finally here.
Eugene, you look terrible. What happened?
It was awful. Just awful.
Wait, okay, it's all right. Take a deep breath. Tell me what happened.
Well, when I arrived this afternoon, Wits End was closed, and youngsters of all sizes and shapes were lined up outside three and four deep waiting to get in.
Again? That's the fourth time this week.
Indeed. There was a small sign on the door from Mr. Riley stating that I would be there shortly to open up, but I was delayed by more than an hour at the college, and when I got here, the youngsters had worked themselves into a near frenzy.
Eugene, I... Oh, no.
Tom, where were you?
Oh, I had an emergency at the farm. I had to close the place until Eugene got here. Boy, looks like the kids had a field day.
How many?
Well, they nearly mobbed him.
Well, I got back as fast as I could. Eugene, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Apart from my shredded nerves, I believe I have not suffered any lasting ill effects. Although I have the feeling I'm forgetting something.
Well, how about you, Tom? You look really tired.
I thought when Whit left me in charge, it'd be no big deal. It'd just be until Jason got here and the place had almost run itself. But between my farm and my work with the city council, I'm just bushed. And you two keep busy.
I have school and my church stuff.
And I have my responsibilities at the college.
Well, it just never occurred to me that Whit had something none of the rest of us had. Time to be here.
Yeah, well, guess you better start cleaning up. You feel up to it, Eugene?
I believe so. Although I still have the nagging feeling I've forgotten something, which is very disconcerting for a man of my intellect.
Well, maybe it'll come back to you while we're straightening the place up.
Perhaps. I just wish I could remember what it...
Hi, Connie.
Mr. Allen!
That's it!
What's it?
Mr. Allen!
You mean Jack?
I'm sorry, Connie. I didn't mean to scare you.
Well, why were you hiding in that booth?
He wasn't.
He wasn't?
You wasn't? Well, whoa, you weren't?
No, I weren't. I wasn't.
Then what were you doing there?
I was just waiting here. Maybe I should go.
Don't go. That's what I forgot. Mr. Allen came in during the rush and ordered a sundae. But in the hurried madness of the afternoon, I completely forgot about it. I am so sorry.
No. I'm sorry. It was thoughtless of me to order a sundae when you were so busy. And now I think I scared poor Connie half to death.
You mean you've been sitting here all afternoon and didn't say anything?
Please allow me to make your sundae for you right now, gratis.
And on the house, too.
Well, that's very kind, but I really need to go.
Are you certain? It won't take but a nanosecond.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'm really sorry about this, Jack. It's just been so hectic since Whit left.
I understand.
Considering our conflicting schedules, perhaps it would be best if we closed shop until young Mr. Whitaker arrives.
But we're not sure when that'll be. Meanwhile, what'll the kids do? Where will they go?
Well, I sure don't like that idea either, but what else are we going to do? We either get some help, or we are just going to have to shut down.
I'm sure everything will work out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shouldn't be intruding on your business. I'll see you around.
Farewell for the night.
So long, Jack.
Bye.
Curious.
He's a quiet fella, that's for sure.
Maybe a little too quiet. I don't know how to read him.
Well, come on. Let's get the place cleaned up before more kids come in.
Okay. If anybody else is hiding in a booth, they'd better let me know right now.
Boo.
Very funny.
Hi, Connie.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's not happy. What's the problem?
Oh, I got a loose tooth.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a baby one, but my mom says I'm gonna lose it.
Well, that's not so bad.
But I don't wanna lose my tooth. I like my teeth just the way they are.
Think a soft ice cream cone will make you feel better?
Well, it couldn't hurt.
Okay, it's coming right up.
Connie, what's gonna happen to Whit's End now?
You mean because Whit left?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to see. You know that his son Jason's supposed to come.
Does that mean it's gonna be called Jason's End?
No, it'll be Whit's End. It'll always be Whit's End, I guess. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter now?
Nothing. It's just that Mr. Whitaker used to put a fancy curl on the top.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scrub, but the Curly Q nozzle on the dispenser's messed up, and Whit never taught me how to do one without it.
Oh. I sure do miss Mr. Whittaker.
I do, too.
Why'd he have to go away?
Well, he felt that the missionary work was something he just couldn't pass up, and I guess it was time for him to go.
When will he come back?
I don't know, Scrub.
He is coming back, isn't he?
I don't know.
But if he doesn't come back, who will be Mr. Whittaker?
What do you mean?
If Mr. Whittaker doesn't come back, who will take his place?
No one will take his place. Whit'll always be Whit. He's just in a different place, that's all.
But I need Mr. Whittaker right here.
I know, Scrub. So do I.
Eugene?
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
It was only my head.
I seem to have a knack for startling people around here. Am I walking too quietly? Maybe I should buy some army boots.
No, I think we're all rather edgy. The stress of running this shop seems to be taking its toll on all of us.
This is the Imagination Station, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
From what I hear, it's quite the machine.
We're mighty proud of it. Mr. Whittaker did a remarkable job on its construction and programming.
Not only Whit, I'm sure you had a hand in it.
Oh, well, not really, not much, just some of it. Perhaps half of its current programming, very little more than that.
Whit talked a lot about time travel when we were kids. Yeah, we used to dream of going to other places, other times, experiencing life as it was once lived. And but I shouldn't be bothering you while you're trying to work.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I'm fascinated by anyone who knew Mr. Whittaker when he was in his formative years.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not just saying that to be polite?
Not at all.
I mean, I'd hate to be guilty of rambling on and on about the old days.
Mr. Allen, I'd be honored to have you ramble on as long as you'd care to.
Thank you, Eugene. You're a genuinely kind person, aren't you?
Oh, well, it depends on who you ask, I suppose.
I don't need to ask. I can see that you are. It's no wonder Whit likes having you around. At least that's what he said in his letter to me.
He did? How very nice of him. Mr. Allen, I'm very glad you've come to visit, even though Mr. Whittaker isn't here to see you.
I'm glad I'm here too, Eugene.
How in the world is this thing? Oh, hi, Jack.
Hello, Tom. I didn't startle you, did I?
Oh, no, no.
That's a relief.
Yeah. I haven't seen you around for a couple of days. Finally come in for your Sunday?
Oh, I'd forgotten all about it. Yes, if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Just don't expect any curly cues on the ends of your ice cream. I cannot figure out how to make this nozzle thing work. Keeps making curly squares and curly rectangles. I even had a curly triangle.
That's unusual.
You know, Whit never used this thing. He knew how to make perfect curly cues by hand. That's a piece of information he never passed on to us, though.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah. Kids really miss him. You wouldn't happen to know anything about curly cue nozzles, would you?
No. I always made curly cues without one.
Oh, I see. You mean you know how to do it by hand, too?
Who do you think taught Whit?
Well, then, you just come right around here and you can show me, for goodness sakes.
All right. It's all on the wrist.
Oh.
See? Yeah. The trick is to get a string of soft ice cream right at the top, then quick as a flash, curl it round, see?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Just look at there.
You try it.
No, I don't think I can.
Oh,
all right. Let's see. Get a string of soft ice cream right at the top, then quick as a flash, curl it around, and I did it. Look at that, a perfect little curl.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, now some kid's going to come along and eat it.
Sometimes life is tough.
Yeah, I find that. Well... Looks like it's just about that time again.
Time?
Yeah, for me to close the place up. I gotta get out to my farm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I sure hate to do it. It means Connie's in for another crazy afternoon when she gets here.
Oh, must be stressful.
See, Jack, I just had an idea.
Yeah?
Well, seeing as how you're friends with Whit and everything, would you mind watching the shop until Connie gets here? She's coming right after school, so it'd only be for a couple of hours.
I wouldn't mind at all, Tom.
Really? Hey, now that's great. That is just great. Now, let's see. Well, the aprons are there under the counter.
Uh-huh.
You already know how to make the ice cream cone, so the rest should be easy. If any of the machines break down, just put a keep-off sign on them, and Eugene will fix them when he gets here. My phone number's right there. They're on the board in case you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll see you in a little while then.
Right.
Good. Listen, I need to know something. Now, I don't know you very well, and I may be wrong, but I got the feeling the other day that you wanted to offer to help, but didn't. Why not?
Because you didn't ask.
You mean you've just been waiting to be asked?
Uh-huh. My wife used to say that I was, painfully polite.
Oh.
I don't like to interfere or offer my help unless I'm asked.
I understand. Well, you won't be impolite if you dish out ice cream when the kids ask.
No, I guess not.
Good, good. Well, listen now. Don't you worry about a thing. Connie will be here before you know it. And, well, just have fun.
Okay.
Glasses, flat tire. I wouldn't be surprised if something fell out of one of these trees. Right? Harlow Doyle? Are you all right?
If you don't mind, it's Detective Doyle. I'm on a case.
Sorry, Detective Doyle.
Please call me Harlow, and I'll be fine as soon as my lungs inflate.
Why did you do that?
Do what?
Fall out of a tree that way.
You know of another way to fall out of a tree?
No, I mean, what were you doing up there?
Oh, I told you, I'm on a case. I've been waiting for the last hour for a woman to walk past here. Pretty embarrassing, falling out of the tree right when she arrives. Am I blushing?
You were hiding in that tree waiting for me? Why?
Because you would have seen me if I hid anywhere else. Boy, what a silly question.
But why are you hiding and waiting for me?
How else am I supposed to follow you?
Follow me?
No, thanks, I already am.
I don't have time for this. I have to get to Wit's End.
Right. So I'll just keep following you.
Why are you following me?
Because you're on my list of suspects.
Suspects for what?
For the kidnapping of John Everett Whittaker, that's what.
That's John Avery Whittaker.
You mean he used an alias?
Never mind.
You were one of the last people to see him before he disappeared, you know. Hey, I'm getting tired. What's the rush?
Tom had to leave early again today.
Rats! So I missed him. He was next on the list, you know.
I need to get to Wit's End to open it up or the kids will be lined up 3 and 4 deep again waiting to get in.
Connie, there appears to be no one here.
That's weird. Wait, oh, they're all inside. I can see them through the window.
Hmm? Leaping Lollapalooza! A mass break-in! This is even bigger than Witch's disappearance. It's time to investigate!
Hi, Connie. Hi, Mr. Doyle.
Scrub, how did all of you get in here?
Through the door.
Is Mr. Riley here?
No.
Then who gave her the ice cream?
I did.
Mr. Allen?
Who? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jack Allen, a friend of Wit's.
Harlow Doyle, private eye. Another suspect.
Connie, can I go play now?
Oh, sure, Scrub.
See ya. Thanks for the great ice cream, Mr. Allen. Look, Connie, he even put a curly cue on top.
A curly cue?
He's quite a character.
Yeah, he is. So, what are you doing here?
Well, Tom had to leave, so he asked me to stay until you got here.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're wearing Wit's apron.
I am? Oh, yes, I am. Well, it was the only clean one left. We need more toppings for the sundaes. Could you tell me where they're kept?
In the storage closet next to the walk-in freezer. top shelf.
Thanks.
Pleased to meet, seemed like a very nice man.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty suspicious his being here when Tom isn't.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Well, if anybody knows about strange, it's me. What do you know about this guy? He may be the key to Whit's disappearance.
Harlow, Whit didn't disappear. He left. We had a party for him, remember? We all said goodbye to him. Eugene even followed him to the airport and saw him on the plane.
Yeah, you're right. That can only mean one thing.
Right. That Whit wasn't kidnapped.
No. That Eugene was the last person to see Whit, which means that Eugene is now the number one suspect.
Harlow,
this could be the biggest thing since individually wrapped cheese slices. What am I standing here for? Harlow Doyle, Raven Eye, is on the job.
Harlow! On the other hand, I still don't know why Mr. Allen's here.
Okay, we have chocolate, strawberry, and marshmallow, some assorted nuts, sprinkles, and cookie chips.
You can put them on the counter. I'll take care of them.
I don't mind.
I said I'll take care of them, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I'll just clean the bathrooms.
You don't have to do that either.
Connie,
I want to thank you for filling in for me, but you must be tired, and I really don't need you to stick around. I have everything under control.
I see. Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you later then. Goodbye.
Bye. I don't like this. I don't like it one bit.
Hi there, Jack. Come on in.
You wanted to talk to me, Tom?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for all your help during the past week. It was nice of you to keep coming in, especially on such short notice. We haven't had to close once, and things have been running real smooth.
Well, I've enjoyed it a lot.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Eugene said he's really glad to have your help, too. And the kids just think you're great.
How about Connie?
Connie? Well, she hasn't really said anything. Come to think of it, she hasn't said much at all, which is unusual for Connie. Are you having a problem with her?
I don't really know. We just don't seem to be hitting it off very well. It's like she doesn't want me here at all.
Well, sometimes Connie has a hard time adjusting to things, and she does have a stubborn streak, but she'll come around.
I hope so.
Well, she'll have to, considering what I'm about to do.
What do you mean?
Have a seat, Jack. We need to talk.
Yeah, this just might work out. If I can get Eugene to come in early here, here. Oh, good. Eugene, come here.
Yes, of course. What is it, Miss Kendall?
I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, certainly. By all means. Yes.
Is something wrong?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but I believe I'm being followed by Harlow Doyle.
No, you're not!
You see?
Oh, well, just ignore him. Maybe I'll go away.
No, I won't!
Well, I have something important here that I need your help with.
It wouldn't be grammar, would it? You ended your sentence with a preposition.
No.
Good.
I need to know what your schedule is.
My schedule?
Yeah, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays. When do you get out of school?
His last class of both of those days ends at 3:30 p.m.
Is that true?
Well, yes.
Well, I'm trying to work it out so that Jack Allen doesn't have to come in anymore.
Connie? Eugene?
Hi, Tom. Listen, I've come up with a new schedule for us so that Mr. Allen won't have to work, and we won't have to close down at all. See, look, all we have to...
Connie, I appreciate all the work you put into this, but you don't have to.
I don't? Why not?
Well, I just got off the phone with Jason Whittaker, and after a long talk, we all agreed that until he gets here, the best thing for us to do is turn the shop over to Jack.
What?
Well, congratulations, Mr. Allen.
What do you mean, congratulations? We don't have to turn over the shop to him.
Now, Connie, I know this is kind of sudden, but we got to be realistic. I can't run both Whit's End and my farm. You and Eugene have school and other commitments. The one thing Jack has that none of us have is time. This is simply the most sensible thing to do, and he's glad to do it.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Why not? He just... shows up from nowhere, claims to be an old friend of Whit's, and we hand him the keys to the store. You may have everyone else fooled, Mr. Allen, but not me.
Maybe I should step outside.
No, no, wait, Jack. Now, wait. What's this all about, Connie?
Well, how do we know what he's up to? We don't know anything about him.
For one thing, Jason Whittaker was thrilled that Jack was here. He thinks the world of him.
Yeah? Well, why should I?
Now, Connie.
Mr. Allen, allow me to apologize profusely on behalf of Ms. Kendall, who is obviously delirious and doesn't
Don't apologize for me, Eugene. I see what's happening. You're trying to replace Whit.
What?
Ms. Kendall, you're making a complete fool out of yourself.
Connie, I assure you, I'm not trying to
Sure. I get it. Whit goes out and Jack comes in. One big happy family. But it's not that easy, okay? You guys are all chums. But I don't like it. There's only one Whit, and Mr. Jack, whoever he isn't him. He isn't!
Connie!
Miss Kendall!
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I guess I better go have a talk with
him. No, please don't. The last thing I want to do is cause a conflict. If she doesn't want me here, then maybe I shouldn't be here.
But, Jack, we want you here. Besides, if you go, we're back to square one, and we will have to close the place down.
Well, then, if anybody's going to talk to her, it should be me.
Scrub, what is it? What's the matter?
My tooth's coming out. My tooth's coming out.
It's okay, Scrub.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Does it hurt that much?
It will. It will. What am I gonna do?
Scrub, don't get yourself all worked up. It won't be that bad. Honest. Scrub?
Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen.
Hi, Scrub. What's wrong?
My tooth's coming out. My tooth's coming out.
I can't get him to calm down.
What am I gonna do?
Here, now, Scrub. Shh. Here, now. Sit here for a minute. Just think about it. There we go. Now, there's no need to carry on like this. This is an exciting moment for you.
Exciting?
Sure. You're going to experience one of life's nice little changes. One that shows you're going from being a young boy to a grown-up.
But it's gonna hurt.
Maybe it'll hurt a little bit. Maybe it won't. But usually you can't have change without feeling something, even hurt. That's part of growing up. You want to grow up, don't you?
Yeah.
Then you need to be brave because this particular change is going to happen whether you like it or not.
Oh.
Besides, if you don't lose that baby tooth, there'll be no room for the big, bright, new adult tooth underneath to come in.
There's another tooth down there?
Of course. And it's even better than the one you lost. But you'd never see that better tooth if you didn't go through a change. See, Scrub, sometimes change is God's way of preparing us for something better. Understand?
Yeah. Can I keep my old tooth when it falls out?
Oh, that's something to ask your parents about. In fact, you should get home so they can be with you for the big moment.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Allen.
You're welcome, Scrub.
Bye, Connie.
Bye. Guess that was as much for my benefit as his, huh?
Well, no, actually. I was just trying to help Scrub. But now that you mention it...
Mm-hmm.
Connie, I know Whit's leaving has been very hard for you. Probably as hard as it was when Whit left me all those years ago. That was one of the hardest things I ever had to go through.
Why?
Well, that's another story for another time. The point is, there's nothing worse than being asked to pretend like it doesn't hurt. Or that you have to like the way things are.
Well, thanks.
I'm not trying to take over Whit's hand or replace Whit. I couldn't. Because I'm not him. I just wanted to help out an old friend and some of the folks he seemed to consider his family in Odyssey. That's all. Well, I've taken enough of your time. See you.
Wait, Mr. Allen? Okay, I feel like a heel now.
Oh, I wasn't trying to make
no,
you feel...
No, it's all right. I owe you an apology. I was way out of line. You're right. I just miss Whit. And, as usual, I'm just taking all those feelings out on the wrong people.
I don't mind.
Do you think we can be friends?
We can certainly try.
Thank you. Just don't wear his apron, okay?
I'll find one of my own.
Thanks. Great. Now maybe things will get back to normal around here.
All right, you scofflaw.
Harlow.
And still.
Harlow? Eugene? Now, Harlow, wait just a minute. Tom, what's going on?
Oh, Harlow was made a citizen's arrest on Eugene for kidnapping Whit.
What?
Oh, I gotta stop him before he takes him all the way down to the police station. Harlow, will you wait?
Yep, they're back to normal, all right.
This is normal?
Yep. Come on. Harlow, wait!
What have I gotten myself into? Harlow, wait!
Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. We don't know what God has in store for Whit, but we do know that whatever happens, we don't have to be afraid, because God will always be with him and with us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, but Not Forgotten was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.